Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for the next 60 minutes and about 14 tracks of music that is relatively new to this world. This is the second show in a series of relatively new releases. This is show number 206 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is a couple of people who we go by the name of the Swizzle Sisters. It's Carol Besvater and Chantal Jubenville. And a new release, an EP as they call it, six tracks on CD, just came out. It's called The Swizzle Sisters. I'll tell you a bit more about them in a moment. This is something called Le Voyage. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoy everything. Father and Chantal Jubenville make up the Swizzle Sisters. They're a fiddling duo who met in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Carol is equally at home in classical and the folk genres, and she's got a full schedule as a performer and an educator. She relocated from the prairies to St. John's to do some studies with Dr. Nancy Don at the Memorial University of Newfoundland in the music school there. She loved it so much she decided to stay, much to the benefit of everyone who has heard her play in so many different bands. She performs with groups like Young Tree and the Blooms, High and Lonesome, Swizzle Sisters, of course, Crooked Stovepipe, does some classical music with the Strong Harbor Strings Collective, the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra, the Watershed Ensemble. You know, she actually founded the Strong Harbor Strings Program, so it's an immersive after-school program. It's sort of based on the belief that communities can be strengthened through music, especially if you get young people playing music. Chantal Jubenville is a musician and educator as well, an entrepreneur. And she grew up in rural Ontario with limited access to music lessons and music performances, so her goal was to further her own abilities and skills so that she could pass that on to young people. She got a Bachelor of Music and Violin from Wilfrid Laurier University, which is in Waterloo, and moved to St. John's just to do a Master of Music in Performance and Pedagogy, and stayed on as well and did some other degrees there. So that's a new release from Carol Besvater and Chantal Jubenville, also known as the Swizzle Sisters. That track was called Le Voyage, and we're going to end the show with another piece of their music from that EP. Yes, indeed, this is music that's relatively new to this world. Next up, we have a band that I've played before, and as you know, I try not to show that I have favorites, but occasionally it kind of seeps through. Bellowhead is one of my favorite UK bands, folk band. They were active from about 2004 to 2016, an 11-piece. They did traditional dance tunes, folk songs, and shanties, and a wide variety of of styles and influences and a whole pile of instruments that they played. The idea came when two guys, who actually I played last week, they have a new release, Spears and Bowden, remember? The Johns? Anyway, they were in a duo, playing in a duo, and they were in a traffic jam, and they decided, if we were to have a big band, who would we have in it? And the longer the traffic jam lasted, the more people ended up in the band, which got a bit crazy. But they ended up getting a gig at the Oxford Folk Festival in 2004, and so they went on, did a number of CDs and so on, lots of tours, and ended in 2016. But what happened is that during the pandemic, lots of people wanted, they wanted to see Bellowhead again and so on, so they decided to reassemble and to do, under COVID restrictions, to do another recording. And many of these are songs they've recorded elsewhere or did in concert. But they released this then during the pandemic, near the end of the pandemic. It was called Reassembled. And some of the great stuff, and I don't know, I just like the big band here. I'm shuffling through my papers here. I had, the big band folk kind of sound that they've got, and the kind of intensity of the vocals. Oh, I'll let them speak for themselves with the music. I couldn't figure out which tracks to play off of this CD, which is got about, 16, 17 tracks on it. And I ended up, I'll just play the first two. What the heck? They're all good. This is Bellowhead Reassembled. Roll Alabama.
When the Alabama's keel was laid, Roll Alabama, roll. She was laid in the yard of Jonathan Land. Oh, roll Alabama, roll. She was laid in the yard of Jonathan Land. Roll Alabama, roll. She was laid in the town of Birkenhead. Oh, roll Alabama, roll. Roll Alabama, roll. She was laid in the town of Birkenhead. Oh, roll Alabama, roll. Down Mersey Channel she sailed then. Roll Alabama, roll. And Liverpool gave her guns and men. Out of Mercy Channel she set forth. Roll Alabama, roll. To destroy the commerce of the North. Oh, roll Alabama, roll. Roll Alabama, roll. To destroy the commerce of the North. Oh, roll Alabama, roll. But she sailed one day. Roll Alabama, roll. To collect a share of the prize money. Oh, roll Alabama, roll. And many a sailor met his doom. Roll Alabama, roll. When the Yankee ship hove into view. That day, roll Alabama, roll. Ooh, the Alabama steering gave away. Oh, roll Alabama, roll. Off the 3 mile limit in 64. Roll Alabama, roll. She sank to the bottom of the ocean floor.
Oh, roll Alabama.
for my true love, she was fair. Her eyes were like the diamonds bright, and golden was her hair. And golden was her hair, and lads, as the big ship sailed away, she said, will you remember me 2,000 miles away? That's in gold, when I own a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, for hear the music play before I'm off on the morning train. I won't be back again until you trip on a government ship 2,000 miles away. Dark and dismal was the day when last I saw my mate. She'd a government band around each hand and another one around her leg. And another one around her leg, my lads, as the big ship sailed away. And I said that I'd be true to her 10,000 miles away. I'll sing gold with my own, roving I will go. I'll stay no more on it, but sure, for the hear the music play for. I'm off on the morning train, I won't be back again. I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. Turned to wine and I'll forget me beer. Or I'll forget me beer, me lads, and the landlord's tab I'll play before I forget my own dear bed 10,000 miles away. Bouncing bullets I own, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, for to hear the music play for. I'm off on the morning train, I won't be back again. I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. So we'll sing. I'll stay no more on England's shore, but hear the music play, for I'm off on the morning train, and I won't be back again. I'm taking a trip on a government ship 2,000 miles away.
Some material there from a CD called Reassembled from Bellowhead, one of the finest UK folk big bands assembled ever. Well, I can easily say that because there's only, what, 4 or 5 of them, maybe 6, maybe 7, who knows. Probably lots more out there in the counties that I've not heard of. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is a show where I'm playing some material that's sort of relatively new to this world. Material that's been under my music tree. I put it there myself, and it's very exciting to open them up and play them for you. Next up, we have Mono Swayze. It's a transnational musical collective that's one of the people in the band, singer Hope Masike, I've played before on this show, I'm sure. But the band's name is kind of taken from the first few letters of the members' respective nationalities. So there are people from Mozambique, Norway, Sweden, and Zimbabwe. So Mono Swayze. Z. See, anyway, that's how it goes. So if you're trying to figure out how to name a band and you're transnational, that's one way to do it. So Mono Swayze is also a combination, though, of the Greek word mono, meaning one, and Swayze, which means world in one of the South African dialects. So one world. It all comes together, you know. Their music is a fusion between Scandinavian and African music. Sometimes people will file it under jazz. Sometimes it's called Afro-Nordic. People who like terms like that would refer to that. They were born out of a cultural exchange program between Africa and Norway back in 2008. This is third, maybe fourth CD that they've come out with just this past year. It's called Shanu. This is a song called Kuanerara. It's sung in another language, so it's kind of a sad story, really. It's about, true love, and then one of them gets high and mighty, and things don't turn out. But it sounds pretty nice. Nevertheless, even if you don't know what the lyrics are about, this is Mono Swayze. Thank you. Music there from a band called Mono Sueze, a band from Mozambique, Norway, Sweden, and Zimbabwe. And I hope you could see the sort of transition in that song, which kind of reflected or mimicked the transition in the relationship. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 206, and we're playing some music that's relatively new to this world, by and large, except for the next track, but a couple tracks on. You could be listening to a variety of places, maybe Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, possibly Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX. In London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Well, this next track is, it's not exactly new, but the format it came to me is new. It's, you know, one of these rough guides. This was the best country blues you've never heard, volume 2. And, as usual, in some of these, there's like 30 tracks of obscure material, which is very hard to get. So this is one I want to play you. This is Jed Davenport and his Beale Street Jug Band. They rock, they roll, they blow into jugs, they scrub washboards, they strum guitars, they blow whistles, they pluck mandolins, they shout exclamations in this sort of zippy Beale Street breakdown sound. And it sent a few, at least, of the record buyers back in 1930 into a bit of a tizzy, and they bought this single. Band leader was Jed Davenport. He was a Mothar player, and as the 1930s dawned, he hooked up with the brothers McCoy, and they cut six jug band classics. That's it, just six songs. But they were good enough and stood the test of time that 80 years later, in 2010, they were nominated to be in the Jug Band Hall of Fame. They'd only been together for six songs, and it took 80 years, I suppose, to get into that Jug Band Hall of Fame, which, you know, we all want to get in someday, right? These tracks are highly sought after. So of the world record, rare record folks, they say, if you can find a clean copy of the Beale Street Breakdown, which is those six tracks, it'll run you about $3,000 US. Well, fortunately, we can listen to one of those six tracks right now for free because I bought the CD. So this is something called You Ought to Move Out of Town. And, yeah, this was made in 1930, but it's still kind of fun. Jed Davenport and his Beale Street Jug Band.
Mama, what you done? Took my money, put me on a bum. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why they don't allow you? Well, you wore your dress above your knee. Serve your jelly to who you please. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why they don't allow you? Now you're talking about jelly, you ought to see mine. I got jelly, it's nice and fine. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why they don't allow you? From a jelly roll, you ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why they don't allow you? My baby says she love me, don't see why she can't. Caught on the corner with another man. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why they don't allow you? Had a good change, now sleeping by myself. Now you gon' got somebody else. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why don't lie to you? Gonna build me a house out on the sea. So you women come and sleep for me. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why don't lie to you? My gal couldn't drive her in. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why they don't
Well, there you go. That was Jed Davenport and his Beale Street Jug Band. Do you think that was worth $500 U.S., just that one track? Because, you know, there's only six tracks on that $3,000 U.S. album. But I didn't get it from that. I don't have the money for that sort of foolishness. But if you're collecting records, it doesn't matter, really, the money and how long it is. It's just like people get into, like, collecting stamps. Like, who wants to collect a little piece of paper that somebody else has already licked? I don't know. Anyway, that was from one of the Rough Guides. It was The Best Country Blues You've Never Heard, Volume 2. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Hopefully, you're hearing lots of things you've never heard on this show, which is volume 206 of the show. Next up, we have somebody that doesn't quite fit the theme of relatively new to this world. This is Brad Tuck, and somehow I couldn't find some of his CDs, and then I ended up getting a bunch, and so I thought I'd play this, even though this came out a couple of years back. He was born in Hants Harbour in Newfoundland and Labrador. He developed a love for music early in his life. He hangs out in St. John's. He's been the drummer for Shanaganok, Fairgale. I think he was a drummer for that as well. Began a solo career back in 2018, and got nominated as Traditional Artist of the Year, I think, for that his first solo outing, the Music NL Awards. He's made about three releases, I think. One of them was called The Isolation Sessions in 2020. He's collaborated with lots of musicians, dabbles in various musical genres, has a real kind of knack for writing a song that, you know, could be a great sing-along, including this first one that we're going to do. We're going to listen to two from his CD called On These Waters. First one is Rise Up, and then The Hills of Connemara, a lovely old song, along with Banks of the Cove, which is a tune that he adds in at the end. Brad Tuck, starting off with Rise Up.
Oh, rise up, and grab another cup. Who will worry about our heads on Sunday morn? The grub was frying, the kids were crying, and all the mess in the kitchen was mine, and long may your big jib draw. Was at my brother's recommendation, who I took invitation. 'Twas a fine accommodation till I barged into the room. I had fostered expectation, put aside my hesitation. So to my reputation, 'twas a little half past noon. Oh, rise up, and grab another cup. Who will worry about our heads on Sunday morn? The grub was frying, the kids were crying, and all the mess in the kitchen was my involved. May your big chip draw. Guests were filled with trepidation, who were fond of my infiltration. They began my exportation as the clock rolled over to nine. To the boys of St. John's Station, I said it's a celebration. I begged for reconciliation, sure, and suddenly things were fine. Oh, rise up, and grab another cup. Who will worry about our heads on Sunday morn? The drum was frying, the kids were crying, and all the mess in the kitchen was frying on. May your big chip draw. To find her, that girl from Vogel Island, I waddled up behind her and I asked her to a dance. Well, she clearly recognized me and told me rather kindly to clear away the mess I'd made, and maybe I'd have a chance. I'll rise up, and grab another cup. Who will worry about our heads on Sunday morn? The grub was frying, the kids were crying, and all the mess in the kitchen was mine, and on may your big chip draw. I'll rise up, and grab another cup. Who will worry about our heads on Sunday morn? The grub was frying, the kids were crying, and all the mess in the kitchen was fine and long. May your big jib draw. Yeah. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise bin, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Keep your eyes well peeled today, the tall, tall men, they're on their way, searching for the mountain tea in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise bin, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. A gallon for the butcher and a quart for Tom, to help the poor old dear along. Don't forget a bottle for Father John in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise bin, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Swing it to the left, now swing it to the right, the excise men can dance all night. Drinking up the tea till the broad daylight in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise bin, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Stand your ground, now don't you fall, the excise men, they're at the wall. Jesus Christ, they're drinking it all in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran. Run with the devil from the excise bin, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran. Run with the devil from the excise bin, keep the smoke from rising, Barney.
Shave and a haircut, two bits at the end there. That was Brad Tuck and something called Hills of Connemara and Banks of the Cove. Banks of the Cove is a tune that he put together. Hills of Connemara is a song by, I think it's by Sean McCarthy. And before that, we heard Brad doing Rise Up, a song that he wrote as well. That's from a CD called On These Waters. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 206, and you could be listening a variety of places, maybe on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook and throughout the Bay of Islands, or possibly on Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, however you got here. I'm so glad you've joined me. Well, next up, we have another new release. This is Barbara Xu, X-U is how you spell her last name, Barbora, and she's originally from the Czech Republic. And she's a singer-songwriter. She lives in Otava, which is an island in the Finnish archipelago. And she spent a couple of years researching the musical traditions of the Banun or Bunun people, I think that's how you pronounce it, of Taiwan, part of her studies into Chinese culture. And then she moved into studying Finnish culture and the kantele and the Finnish vocals. And she's been in Helsinki at the Global Music Department of the Sibelius Academy. Connected to that, she plays zithers, various kinds of zithers. So the Finnish kantele and the Chinese guzheng. And she focuses on reviving ancient music and making contemporary compositions of traditional poems and so on. And she also tends to, you know, arrange traditional songs from one culture for a traditional instrument of another culture. For example, a Finnish traditional lullaby played on a Chinese zither. From her recent release, this is Barbara Xu.
Les on siinä lämmin leipä, kun on leipä kiukaassa. Lässä siinä lämmin neito, kun on neito vieressäsi. Puhassan neito puolellasi, kirkas neito kihloisasi. Vaki aina valoisasi, sori aina suojassasi. Puhas on pulmonen lumella, puhtahampi puolellasi. Kirkas on tähti taivaalla, kirkahampi kihloissasi. Valkiaan merellä vaaksi, valkiaampi valloissasi. Sorjaan merellä sorsa, sorjaampi suojassasi. Saanut, et tuonut Turusta kanaa, tavannut Viron takoa, vettänyt Venäjän maalta. Niin sorita neito kaista, mokomatta morsianta. Silmät maksavat sinisen, poski puhta ampunasen, varsi valki anta periin.
That's the lovely sound of the kantele, a Finnish instrument there, Nuku Nuku Nirmiluntiu, and it is by Barbara Xu, and it's, I think, translated into English, apparently, something like Sleep, Sleep, Lone Bird, and it is an old, very old melody. I guess there's several different kinds of ways of doing it. A lullaby that's possibly hundreds or thousands of years old. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, where we listen to music from now and from a long time ago. This is show number 206. Next up, we have another new release from Newfoundland. This is Rosemary Lawton. I've played her before. She's a multi-award-nominated Newfoundland traditional artist. Does a lot of formal training in classical violin as well, a degree in music education. She loves to, you know, release material that sort of preserves Newfoundland's rich music tradition, giving life to old music, and also works a fair bit on genres of songs where we're really focusing on the female characters in the songs, kind of exemplifying their life and their resilience and their courage and so on. She plays fiddle, viola, mandolin, baron, and so on, but this track she's mostly singing in this CD. It's called Fierce. And I'm going to play a track here that you've probably heard before, maybe if you know the folk tradition, but it's a nicely done version of this. Is Rosemary Lawton with Maid on the Shore.
It was of a young maiden who lived all alone. She lived all alone on the shore. Oh, there was nothing she could find to comfort her mind but to roam all alone on the shore, shore, shore. But to roam all alone on the shore. It was of a young captain who sailed the salt sea. Let the winds blow higher, blow. Oh, I will die, I will die. This young captain did cry. If I can't get that maid from the shore, shore, shore. If I can't get that maid from the shore. I have lots of silver, I have lots of gold, I have lots of costly ware. Oh, I'll divide with my jolly ship's crew. If they'll roll me that maid from the shore, shore, shore. If they'll roll me that maid from the shore. After much persuasion, they got her on board. Let the winds blow higher, blow low. They placed her away in his cabin below. Here's a due to all sorrow and care, care, care. Here's a due to all sorrow and care. They placed her away in his cabin below. Let the winds blow higher, blow low. She's so pretty and sweet, she's so neat and complete. She sang captain and sailors to sleep, sleep, sleep. She sang captain and sailors to
And singing that was Rosemary Lawton and Nicholas Earle on the guitar. That's from a release called Fierce and Maid on the Shore. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 206, and music largely sort of relatively new to this world that we're listening to today. You could be listening on Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 FM, and or possibly on the Cape Radio, I haven't mentioned yet, CJBU 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton. I don't know if you noticed, but WCFA, which is actually a sort of a sister station to The Voice of Bombay, and they've been carrying this show for a while. And I keep, whenever I look at their call letters, you know, because call letters there in that part of the United States started with W, but CFA, you know, that has a meaning in Newfoundland and Labrador. I'm not quite sure if they're aware of the meaning. So is this CFA radio in the United States? Come from away radio? Anyway, that's something for them to decide and not me. Next up, we have another new release. This is from Tim O'Brien, a wonderful, illustrious, prolific, talented American musician. I love to play his stuff and to get it when it's new. He's born in Wheeling, West Virginia. He's won a bunch of Grammys and grew up singing in church and in school and so on. Saw Doc Watson on TV when he was young, and that just became, you know, changed his life. That sort of thing happened. Became a lifelong devotee of old-time and bluegrass music and so on. Toured nationally for a while in the 1980s with Hot Rise, a great Colorado bluegrass band. He's been in Nashville since the mid-90s or so. And he loves to play Irish music and all kinds of different... He pops up in all kinds of little collaborations and so on. He's got about 22, this is his 22nd, I think, solo CD. Not solo, but he has CD, yes, it's 22 solo, and he's got a bunch with Hot Rise as well, probably about 6 or 7, and a bunch with other bands. So anyway, so during the pandemic, of course, like many of us, he was at home a lot, and so he decided he'd put together a CD. This is something called He Walked On. And when I first got it, ordered it from him, and he did his own artwork and so on, which is sort of a naive style, and it looks a little different than some of his other albums. And I started listening to it. He's got stuff about, you know, pushing on buttons, staring at screens, this kind of thing that we've all been doing. And they kind of relate to, you know, his experience of the pandemic. And again, the music, just great. The more I listen to it, the more I can't take it off the CD player. I'll play two tracks. When You Pray, Move Your Feet, which is great. These are originals, but it has a real sort of gospel feel to it, and it's wonderful theology as well. When You Pray, Move Your Feet. And then See You at the Funeral. It's all about, you know, bury the old ones, marry the young. The antidote to Zoom life is getting together with family, extended family and friends and so on. This is Tim O'Brien. Start off with When You Pray, Move Your Feet.
When you pray, move your feet. chair on the street. When you pray, move your feet. When a hard wind blows, the clouds rain down. Make a joyful sound. The Lord is listening and watching too. He keeps you safe and he'll push you through. John Lewis is gone, his words ring on and on and on. Clap your hands, help me sing his song. Move your feet, cause we can't stop until we reach that mountaintop. So when you pray, move your feet. Bring his love to the people you meet. Get out your chair, walk the street. When you pray, move your feet. When you pray, move your feet. Love to the people you meet. Get out your chair, walk the street. When you pray, move your folks look at a stretch of road. They think someday I'd like to go. Well, me and the family, that's all we know. And that's how it's always been. Week after Easter, we packed the truck. The trail of the mules, a 10-cent search. Mama and the girls all wish us luck. Say, we'll see you at the funeral. Down on Kearney Street, we'll circle the wagons round. We'll build a fire, set up the tents, take the horses down. Bury the old ones, bury the young, laugh and cry and catch up some. Takes about a week to get it all done. We'll see you at the funeral. The 1st of May, all us Sherlock's heading up Nashville way. Just after Christmas she passed away. Grandma was 101. Sheila's promised to Mickey Horn. I'll give her away on Thursday morn. Next year this time be a baby born. We'll see him at the funeral. Down on Kearney Street, we'll circle the wagons round. We'll build a fire, set up the tent, stake the horses down. We'll bury the old ones, marry the young, laugh and cry and catch up some. Takes about a week to get her all done. We'll see you at the funeral. I'll turn it around. Said his old nag down in town. Well, the trader's life is free as a dream, but cheap for tractors and gasoline. They're shrinking it down for full to lean. We'll see you at the funeral.
Carmen Street. We'll circle the wagons round. We'll build a fire, set up the tent, and stake the horses down. We'll bury the old ones, marry the young, laugh and cry, and catch up shove. Takes about a week to get it all done. We'll see you at the funeral. Down on Kearney Street, we'll circle the wagon round. Build a fire, set up the tent, and stake the horses down. Bury the old ones, marry the young, laugh and cry, and catch up soon. Takes about a week to get it all done. We'll see you at the funeral.
Couple tracks there from Tim O'Brien from his most recent release, something called He Walked On, the name of the release. And we ended off with See You at the Funeral. Before that, we heard When You Pray, Move Your Feet. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 206, and we're playing some music that's relatively new to this world. Next week, next couple of weeks, I think we'll do some seasonal music, and then we'll be back to some more new releases before the end of the year again. Next up, we have William Prince. He's a Canadian folk and country singer-songwriter. He's based in Winnipeg, performs as a solo artist. He's also part of the group Indian City. He was born in Selkirk in Manitoba. His family moved to Pequot First Nation when he was a boy. His father was also a musician. He was a preacher. He recorded a number of albums. And William Prince traveled with his father playing gigs in northern Manitoba. And last October, he released his third studio album, which is an album of country gospel songs. It's called Gospel First Nation. And it's kind of reflecting on his experience growing up, playing this music, which, was laden with all kinds of colonial imagery as well, playing with his dad, playing in these places which we called Gospel First Nation. William Prince has had a lot of awards, often for Indigenous Aboriginal music connections and contemporary roots as well. On this CD, he tells a story through the music of his childhood. So there's songs of faith, some old hymns that I remember hearing when I was growing up, as well hymns, songs of struggle, grace, and so on, songs he learned and played with his father in that chapel, the Gospel First Nation, which is on the front of the CD. Making of this CD was, for Prince, it was a bit of an act of building a bridge, as he has stated anyways, building a bridge between worlds at odds, trying to find a way to find harmony in conflicting and complex truths. He refers to the divides among First Nations folks and the ways that Christianity was used to extinguish Native identity as well. This is the title track from Gospel First Nation. This is William Prince.
Jesus just might live down in Fisher Bay, blending in amongst the boats and line. When it comes the winter, nobody seeks the Savior anyhow. He could just hide out past the broken hoops in that old Bible camp. A winding road will lead you to the mouth. There's beer cans on the pulpit, clanking like a choir, diamond-covered baggies on the ground. Up there on Gospel First Nation, the highway feels like salvation. In days of childhood, wondered how I would wind up where I am today. Just need to see it for yourself. Does something for your health. If we left right now, I could show you. I swear Jesus just might live along with all our sins in Fisher Bay, Manitoba. Sure sign of some sinner slapping things in park, leaving their communion scattered in the dark. You could sit for hours and only hear the sound of the trees keeping the lake and sky apart. Me and my old man would drive up to this place, talk about our lives and talk about the stakes. Often he would bring about the time his younger brother drowned, and he was thankful that he only lost his legs. Up there on Gospel First Nation,
The highway feels like salvation. In days of childhood, wondered how I would wind up where I am today. Just need to see it for yourself. Does something for your health. If left right now, I could show you. Oh, Jesus just might live alone with all our sins in Fisher Bay, Manitoba. Up there on Gospel First Nation, the highway feels like salvation. In days of childhood, wondered how I would wind up where I am today. Just need to see it for yourself. Does something for your health. If you left right now, I can show you. Just might live along with all our sins in Fisher Bay, Manitoba. I know my Savior lives peaceful in a house without any kids. Somewhere like Fisher Bay, Manitoba.
So that was William Prince with Gospel First Nation. We're now listening again to the Sizzle Sisters, Carol Bestvater and Chantal Jubinville. It's the end of the show. This is something called The Wrath of Zinnia May. It's a bit too swingy to be wrathful. But anyways, there you go. I'm sure there's a story behind the name of that tune. You've been listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This has been show 206, and I'm glad you could join me. I'm Ivan MK, back again next week with another show, entirely different music. Have a good week. Do take care of each other. Happy trails.